Blog Talk Radio.
And I hope you explain. Dr. Chione is somewhere in an airport, and here we are. And
I
so,
did not. Dr. Chione was detained in a travel problem, and he will not be joining us unless he has another delay.
Okay. Well, yes. If his next plane, connecting plane, does not take off, he may call in from an airport. All right, so here we are, starting off a new year, and what a strange start it is. So for those of you who have been with us for, I think this is our seventh year now, this is going to be the first time that Nagashiva and I are doing the show by ourselves. This is a call-in show, and we will give readings. That means I will give readings to people, and also try to prescribe root work and conjure spells for people who need help. Now, people have pre-called, and pre-written, rather, what their questions are and what they need at the Lucky Mojo Forum and also at myhoodoospace.ning.com, but I can't get into that one, so I'm just
right.
going to be dealing with the ones from the Lucky Mojo Forum. So the first caller that we have, I'm going to read, and I hope they're in the queue. They are calling from what area code? Let's see. Oh, they filled out too much stuff. I like it when people don't fill out a lot. Ah, they have two area codes, 212 or 917. Both are in New York.
Yes, we have the 917 in our queue.
Okay, so this would be Brouhaha.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Brouhaha writes, they have had no previous readings with either Dr. Chione or myself, and the situation, I have not had a committed relationship in about 8 years. Oh, that's a long time. And I'm really yearning for one. I have been dating a man for about 9 months and doing lots of spiritual work to make him become a monogamous boyfriend. In the beginning, there was another woman in the way, although he lied and said it was over. And now it appears he has moved back in with his wife. They've been separated for 3 years. I want him to call and see me frequently and to be monogamous with me. How much longer must I wait? And has any of my spell work, i.e. honey jar, doll, moving candle spells, vinegar jar, and freezer spells, been effective in getting me closer to my goal? Do I have any talent with love work, or am I better suited for another area of spiritual work? And they do want a card reading. And they also want a brief interpretation of a three wax divination results, a burnt triangle of ceramic that cracked and flew off a bowl holding a breakup taper candle, two pins placed horizontally on either side where the names are written on a breakup taper candle that turned and pointed down upward and formed an X, and a raised part like fingers that drip upward toward the wick on a love and breakup taper candle. And that's it. So, Brouhaha, are you there?
I'll connect them now.
Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year.
Brouhaha on 917?
Yes.
Okay. So, first of all, I'm going to deal with those divination results because they do kind of lead into what your situation is. The burnt triangle of ceramic that cracked and flew off the bowl holding the breakup taper candle, well,
yes,
was
it
this
actually,
breakup?
It wasn't a breakup candle. It was actually one just on the woman. This is not the wife. This is the non-wife, and it was to like a hot foot, but I didn't actually use the hot foot oil. I used like black pepper and red pepper and stuff.
Okay, well, so this was to get rid of this woman. Whenever you have broken ceramic, broken glass, things flying apart, it's a bad sign. You should know that, probably knew it instinctively. It means your work does not succeed. The person is defending themselves, guarding themselves, repelling you, breaking your spell, literally breaking your spell. So that's the answer to the first one. The two pins that were placed horizontally on either side where the names were written on the breakup candle that turn and point upward and form an X.
Yes.
Was that also on this same woman?
No, this was on the wife, and there
mm-hmm.
were about 9 pins in the candle, some on the side where his name was and some on the side where her name was, and the two were on the side where her name was, and they formed an X.
And so she says, we get back together again, you see?
Okay.
And she did get back together with him. So you were getting signs that were not showing that your work was succeeding. That doesn't mean you should stop the work, but the fact that the two pins joined an X, made a union, you know, together, she's claiming him, and she tried. And then the third one is raised part like fingers on the wick on a love and breakup taper candles. Do you mean it was like wax that crawled up the wick? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Not around the outside of the candle.
No, not up the wick. I'm sorry. It was on the outside of the candle.
Okay. So I know what you're talking about. That is what we usually call tears. It's what happens is a little ridge forms, and then it looks like little water drops kind of going down the side, but they stick up and they don't melt down, and they just make kind of like fingers. I know exactly what you're talking about. And that's on the outside, and that is called tears. And so that was on your love candle and your breakup candle. That means that somebody is going to cry over this.
Okay, probably
again,
me.
not a good sign. All right, now I'm going to ask you question. What is your sign of the zodiac?
I'm a Scorpio.
Mm-hmm.
He's a Pisces, and the wife is a Pisces.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Well, my feeling is that I already have an opinion of this based on these candle divinations, and that's why I wanted to do them first. But I'm going to do 3 cards on it, and we're going to see what we get, okay? So you're a Scorpio, and Scorpios are known for never giving up. I mean, they're very intense people, and they really do want to get what they want. They're a fixed sign. My sense of it is here that this is not a situation. It's not a question. You asked a question, do I have a talent for love work? I think you may have just picked the wrong man. So the first card I have here is called the Two of Swords. This is a card that shows a woman who is blindfolded and holding 2 swords, and she has her back to the ocean, and she's sitting on a bench, and there's a little moon that is the new moon, and it's in the sky near the horizon. And this is a woman who has to go forward even if she doesn't know the best way forward. And it's a call for change. It's a call for things to improve. But really, you're going to have to go ahead without knowing everything, blindfolded. In other words, you feel you've got to make a choice, but it's a difficult choice to make because you feel you don't know all of the situation. The next card is called the Four of Swords. It's the second sword card to have in a row. Four of Swords shows the sarcophagus in a chapel with a stone carving of a knight, and he's dead. There is the sarcophagus is open a little bit, like he could kind of come back from the dead. But this says to me that this relationship might as well kind of be over. I'm really not feeling, with those candle signs and with what's happened, and I know you've done a lot of work, I have a feeling that this person was not the best subject for you to work on. You
okay.
see what I'm saying?
Yes.
And the third card in a row is a card that is called the Four of Cups. And the Four of Cups shows a man sitting underneath a tree. He's got three golden cups in front of him. A little cloud comes out of the sky, clear sky, holding a hand comes out of the cloud, and it's holding a little cup, and he shakes his head no. And this says to me that, and he has three cups in front of him, as if like this cloud has been delivering cups all along, and he's going no, no, no. I think this man is probably not going to go with you no matter what spells you do. I know that you've worked on him long and hard, and I know you're saying it's been a lot of work, and I know it sounds discouraging, but the signs of those candle signs, I have a feeling that the wife has a good claim on him and has been trying. So I would rather ask another question on your behalf, which is, will you find somebody else? Because I don't think this guy is the right guy. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. So I know it's funny because people want me to always give them a good card reading, and I sometimes just go, no, those candle signs were bad, and the cards are not good either. My next question is rather, what can you do to find someone new, or can you find someone new? You want a committed relationship. You're a Scorpio, and Scorpios are people who love permanence, and that's always good.
Mm-hmm.
So the first card I get on a new relationship, and giving up on this guy, just let him go back to his wife. Is the Nine of Coins, and that's a woman who has two choices. She has a snail at her feet, and a hawk on her hand. And what that says to me is that you may meet somebody from a distance, someone through the internet, or someone who literally comes from a distance. You would only be happy in a relationship where you are in control, but you need to be graceful about it. We call her the ruling lady or the dominating lady. She's a very together sort of person. But it says to me that you have more than one choice, the snail at your feet, the hawk in your hand. The snail is the one who comes slowly, and he won't get in on the party, but the hawk may. And the next card that I get, and again, I'm going to do three cards on your prospect. The next card I get is a card that is called the Page of Swords. And this is a man who may be an air sign. He may be in the legal profession. He's a person who's turned forward but looking back. He's a little bit hung up on the past, but he's turning. If you look at the cards the way I'm laying out, he's turning and looking at the lady. And so he may be a little younger than you, but he would be interested in you. And the third card is a good card. It's a card called the Chariot. And this shows a person going forward in life. It says time is moving on. You've crossed the river. You're past the little town already. Wheels are turning. And what you need is faith. You need to work by day and by night, and you would need to work by the signs of the moon. He has two moons, a waxing moon and a waning moon, as epaulets on his armor. And he has two sphinxes, a black sphinx and a white sphinx, that he would be pulling his cart forward with. But they are not harnessed up yet. And that says to me that you need to prepare yourself for the next thing. Now, something interesting about this, the black sphinx and the white sphinx and that yellow sky remind me so much of the cut and clear spell. And anyone who's ever seen even the label for our cut and clear product knows that it's a black, white, and yellow label. And it uses a black candle and a white candle. Do you know the material I'm talking about by any chance?
I have heard cut and clear mentioned so much in the forum. I should have purchased it a long time ago. Yes,
I think you should have. Yes, I know. It's funny because I know you through the forum, honey, and I've never talked to you. As far as I know, at least under this name. And it's funny. This Chariot card if you were to read the instructions or get the cut and clear spell kit, it's very funny because it's a white candle and a black candle. The cut and clear oil has got a yellow background on it. It's just like this chariot card. And it really says it's time for you to look for someone else. Look for someone who will be yours. Now, if it were me, I would do the cut and clear spell, and then I would do a lodestone spell to try to bring someone new in, someone that can be yours, you know, for you. Because this other man, I don't feel it with him. I really don't. I'm sorry to say. Okay?
No, okay. I needed a voice of reason because I would just keep trying and trying and, you know, trying to be patient and hoping that things will turn out the way
well,
I want them to.
I'll tell you, I've done that. Oh, Triple Threat just posted in the chat room the URL. It's luckymojo.com/cutandclear.html, and she Triple is great. She's always right on top of it. Thank you, hon. The thing about it is, I had to do this myself, and you can read about it on my website. I'm very honest about my past. And look what I got. I got this wonderful husband, Nagashiva, who's running the board for me tonight in Dr. Keone's absence. And I got it because I did a cut and clear. If I hadn't done that, I'd still be pursuing the same jerk that I was pursuing, in my case, for 4 years. And
wow.
Him telling me that he was, you know, his relationship was bad and he was going to be with me. And, you know, any woman, no matter how experienced, can make a mistake in love. Any woman can say, this time, really, it's going to work, really, really, you know. Nah, give up on it and go on, do the cut and clear and find somebody and ask the universe, ask God, Goddess, whoever you pray to, just say, bring me my husband. I want my husband now. I'm tired of this stupid boyfriend stuff. And the universe will give you what you want, you know. And Turnsteel posts in the chat room, he says, I can testify to cut and clear too, and it got me over a couple of bad relationships. And thank you, Turnsteel. It really is, it's not just only the products too. It's a ceremony that you do for yourself. You make a list of the good and the bad, and you cut away the bad, and you burn it up, and you keep the good and go on with that. It's a good spell. Okay?
So now I'm just wondering one thing. I had a spiritual cleansing, like a Santeria elaborate cleansing mm-hmm. in November, and it was to open the path with this man, and also they did a little bit of a binding thing as well. So I mm-hmm. guess that just wasn't going to work.
Well, you know, I'm not seeing it. I'm seeing that, you know, I can't talk about what other people's work has been. What I see is the voice from the tomb, like I said, the Four of Swords. He's not dead completely to you, but he's just, it's like a voice from the dead. And really, you know, you need someone who wants to give himself to you. I know that a lot of people use a lot of coercive love, and I'm not saying don't do it because it's immoral. But I'm saying, why bother? Why bother
right.
doing a binding spell? Why not just get a guy who loves you? You know what I'm saying? There's an excess of at least an excess of 5 billion extra people on this earth. You know what I mean? There's
right.
plenty of men out there, and I really do think that trying to you get locked into that kind of conflict, like, I'm going to rule, I'm going to win, I'm going to get this person, I'm going to bind them, I'm going to do this. You know, it's not worth it, because what's better is to have someone who comes to you and just with their heart in their hand and says, take me, I'm yours. Wouldn't that be better? You know?
Yes, so, absolutely.
Yeah, so, and you deserve it, and you can get it. That's what that dominating lady, that says to me, you can do this, you can get that that better man, okay? And those better men are out there. They're looking for women all the time.
You're right.
Tell you, it's true.
Thank you. All right.
Well,
you
I hope I was able to help. Okay.
Yes, and congratulations on the Wall Street Journal article. It was lovely.
You.
And the picture of your dog is priceless with you and your dog. Loved it.
I know. That was so sweet. My dog is like a little person walking out beside me in that picture. That was a great little shot. All right, hon. Good luck to you.
Thank you. Thank you both.
All righty.
Take care. Bye.
All right. Well, you're listening to the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour minus Dr. Keone, brought to you by drkeone.com. And Dr. Keone is somewhere in America and at an airport. And me, Catherine Ironwood of luckymojo.com, and I'm right here in Forestville, California, with Nagashiva, trying to hold down the fort and trying to do this thing without that beautiful professional radio voice. Speaking of which, I'm sure you've all heard about the homeless man with the golden voice. He's been all over the news. And I was going to talk... Ted Williams, yes, and I was going to talk about that with Dr. K, who also has a beautiful radio voice, and I was going to say, you know, I just love that those beautiful radio voices, of which I do not have one. So, anyway, so the next person who is in the queue, I hope.
That's the 775 area code.
Well, you're ahead of me, honey. Where do you see that? I have one that says 281 area code. You're saying 775?
Yeah, that's what I saw.
All righty. Well, now you see you're not
the third one down.
The third one down. You're going to have to tell me what it says because I don't see it.
That would be Ms. Realty Girl.
Ms. Realty Girl. Then you're going to have to read it, hon, because I don't see it.
Oh, very well. The reason, let's see, they did not have a reading with you or with Dr. K beforehand. They do
found a card reading. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just
I found
minimal
it.
Information.
It's minimal. I would like to move back to California. Would this be a good move? Is that the one?
That's
would it be a good move for my family? All righty. Okay, Ms. Realty Girl.
Just a moment, and I'll put her on.
Calling from Reno. Okay.
That's right. And I think that, Ms. Realty, are you on the air now?
Hello.
Hi.
This is Ms. Realty.
Very
well, thank you. All righty. So that's your straight-out question. Should you move back to California, would it be a good move? Okay. Let me ask you a question. What sign of the zodiac are you?
Taurus.
Taurus, okay. I'm a Taurus, too. And I was going to answer that without the cards, because, but I will use the cards. Yes, everyone should move back to California. You should never have left. Okay, but I will do a card reading for you, hon. How long have you been in Nevada?
About 12 years now.
Mm-hmm. And what part of California are you from?
Bay Area. I was raised in Berkeley and Oakland.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, you see, I'm a Taurus. I was raised in Berkeley and Oakland. I moved away for 10 years. I came back. I'm telling you, nothing beats coming back. But I'll read the cards for you anyway.
I'm concerned about the economic outlook. You know, all the news from California seems to be pretty bad, so I'm concerned about, you know, economics. You know, will my kids adjust? Will my husband adjust?
Mm-hmm. What sign is your husband?
He's a Leo.
A Leo, okay. All right, first card I get is a card that is a very good card. It is the card of victory. It is the Six of Wands. This card shows a man on a horse, and he has his friends beside him, and he has a big pole or stick, and on it is a wreath, a green wreath, and he has a green wreath on his head, and his horse is prancing, and he's marching on to victory, and all his friends are holding up their poles and sticks, and they're all cheering. So this says it will be a triumphant return, you see? It's a very good card. Now, that to me is a straight-up going to be a good sign. Now I'm going to ask the next question, which is, how will your children adjust? Because this is they've never been in California. They've been raised in Nevada, right?
The oldest girl has been there, but she was very little, and the youngest girl has never been there.
So to them, it's going to be really about making new friends and things like that, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, the the card I get for them, and this is just on the children now, the card I get on them is the Four of Wands. Now, this is a card that shows a happy festival, and there are people rejoicing. It's almost like a continuation of the Six of Wands. It's like everybody's come out to welcome. In other words, is there family? Do you have family in California?
Yes, that is where mm-hmm. all of my family is.
Yeah, because this, what this shows is it's a castle, and then there's a four posts stuck in the ground, and there's a canopy of netting, and in the netting there's fruits and flowers. Everything's very happy, and there's people coming out. They're holding up fruit like they are rejoicing. I always think of this card. I don't know if you know the old song, "We Shall Come Rejoicing, Bringing in the Sheaves." That is what this card always puts in my mind. It's like the happy harvest home. And so it's almost like welcome home. And so it says to me that the children actually will like it. It will be a good thing. And then the other question you had was economics. How is the economics going to be? And that is not so good, unfortunately. That is the Four of Coins. Now, that shows a little king who's outside of town, and he does not have a castle, but he still has his crown, and he does not have a throne. We sometimes call him the little king who's lost everything, and he's a little king who has to be pretty frugal with his money. He's got one foot on one coin, one foot on the other. He's holding one coin wrapped up in his arms, and on top of his head is the fourth coin, which he does not notice. So that means that when you come back to California, there may be another source of income or something. There may be a little bit of extra, but you're worried about it. This king says that you have a right to be worried about it. There's another song. I always sing songs in my mind. I mean, it's just how I am. And another song I always associate with this card is an old song by Joe Tex, back from when I was a young girl. And the name of the song was "Hold On to What You've Got." You'd better hold on to what you've got. And this card means that on many levels. If you had been asking about one thing, it would have mean one. If another, another. But you're just asking about money in general. It means you're going to have to be frugal. You're going to have to pinch a few pennies if you come back. So to answer you in three cards, it's going to be a victory. If you come back, it will be very triumphant and also good for career and for advancement, all the things that victory card is. As far as the children, it will be like an incredible, they will love it. They're going to be very happy. As far as money, not so good. Money is going to be an issue, and you're going to have to pinch a few pennies if you do come back, all right?
Okay. Thank you so much, Ms. Kat.
Well, I'm glad. Do you have any other questions? I can also give you a little piece of advice, just a quick before you go. If you want to do you have a... do you do spell work, you know, like for yourself? Do you ever have an altar or keep things where you do kind of work for yourself?
Yes.
All right. So if you do, I'd like you to think about making a little, I would call it like, it's not exactly a spell, because it's not, a spell always makes it sound like it's something that everyone would do and it would be passed down from generation to generation. I'm just talking a little ritual about the idea of moving. Get yourself a picture of where you want to go to, a photo or something of that nature, and put that underneath a candle, and say your prayers that you will be able to go there. You see, to be able to locate there. If there's a house you want, put its picture underneath there. Won't guarantee that you'll get that house, but it often has been known to work. If you just put the picture of the house, you can even see them on the internet, print it out, and say, this is where I want to live. This is the house I want to live. I've even done it and recommended people use something like Google Earth or a Google Street View. You know what I'm saying? Just take a picture and print it of whatever it is that you want. And you say, please, if not this one, bring me one just like it. Because the universe will shape itself to your desires if your desires are sincere and for the good of all and for the good of the family. And so that's a good way to try to get a place that's going to be satisfactory to you. All right?
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Good luck. Okay. Oh, and one more thing. if you do, may I ask, and I don't mean to pry, but what is your religious background, if you have one?
Christian, Baptist.
Okay, Baptist, all right. What I would say also, and this may sound, I'd never like to interfere in people's religions, but if you're Baptist, I would think about locating near where there's a church that you like. I just have this sense that that's what's going to be important. This has something to do with, you may not be a total church attender or anything like that, but there's something that calls to my heart that says you need to be near a good church, okay? That's all it's a message I have for you, all right?
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, good luck to you, sweetheart. All right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay. All righty. Well, you're listening to the half team of the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Root Work Hour without Dr. Keone, and we're at about the half past. And
resuming our regular schedule.
Yes. Dr. Keone could not be with us here tonight, or this afternoon, depending on when you're listening. But we are going to be on every week, just like we always are, for the next foreseeable 13 weeks. And I can tell you some of the things that are upcoming at Lucky Mojo. This spring, we have a bunch of events planned, and I'd like to let people know that in May, every year, we have a workshops and we have an apprenticeship week. And to be an apprentice and study under me, hands-on training in root work and conjure, you have to have taken my correspondence course. And, of course, you can find out about that by going to luckymojo.com and then just scroll down. It'll say correspondence course. Graduates of the course, the apprenticeship is free. It's free. I figure if you did all the work to get through the course and graduate, you get free apprenticeship. However, you do need to work for me. In other words, we trade labor for labor. I will lecture you and I will teach you. And also, Robin Peterson, the shop manager at Lucky Mojo, will also be teaching you hands-on work. But then you have to do some work for us, basically making some of the things that we teach you how to make. So the apprenticeship in May is going to be, this year will be week three of the apprenticeship. It's a three-week program, but we run it 1 week at a time. And so anybody who is a graduate who wants to take week three, you don't have to take week one first or week two. You can come out and do try to sign up, though. Call the shop and get on Miss Robin Peterson's list, because she needs to know how many people there are going to be at the apprenticeship. You are responsible for your own room and board. There are two party festivity meals, one on a Wednesday at the lunch, potluck lunch, and the other on a Thursday. It's an evening sit-down dinner, and we all get to know each other. But Robin Peterson can point you toward places you can stay if you come from a distance. There are some very nice places to stay along the Russian River. That's the apprenticeship week. Then the weekend after that, and that would be it's the 2nd to the 6th of May is the apprenticeship week. The 7th and 8th of May is the two-day party and workshop. That's free, open to the public. You can come and party at Lucky Mojo. We have whatever's going on. We have food and we have fun. And we also have workshops, which you can pay to take, and those workshops are in all different types of things, tea leaf reading, how to make a mirror box. Robin Peterson is going to be teaching that this year. Dr. E, and I know that many of you know him, Dr. E has agreed to teach. What he's going to teach, we'll announce next week. He's thinking. I hope it's going to be doll babies, because I'd like to have him teach a doll baby, because Robin is going to be doing the mirror boxes. And she is a glass cutter. She's going to be cutting up mirrors, and everyone's going to be gluing their boxes together, and so we'd like to have dolls to put in them. So these kind of workshops usually run about an hour to in the afternoons, and you pay as you go. You can take as many workshops or as few. People who've been there before know what I'm talking about, and that's going to be the workshop. Also, we're going to be having the Conjure Cook-Off and Recipe Roundup, which we did last year for the first time. These are what we call hoodoo food. These are edible dishes that contain magical herbs, roots, and seeds, and they are created for magical purposes. We have, you know, things like love muffins and money drawing biscuits and you name it. And we have a taste testing and we judge the foods. And so anybody who wants to contribute recipes, that's, you know, in the newsletter that we send out, it tells you how to contribute a recipe. The deadline for recipes is April 10th. But if you show up and bring your food, and we'll share it among everybody, and we have a lesson in magical cookery. And the magical cookery lesson tells you how to use all these herbs that we know of as magical herbs. But, you know, things like oregano keeps away the law. Things like basil makes a happy home. And if you think about it and you put them together, you might end up with a good tomato sauce that keeps away the law and has a happy home, you know. And, of course, the intention you put into it as you pray into it. So the Hoodoo Foods is going to be on Saturday. All right. So that is some of the upcoming stuff that is going on. And we really hope to see, you know, people come out for the workshop. And it's always fun every year. We've been doing this for many, many a year. All righty. So now I guess we're ready for our next caller. I see that Conjure Man Ali has here, says hello. Hello. And a lot of other people have shown up. We have 45 people in the chat room. That's great. And so the next person I have here on the list is Orange Moon at 281 area code from Houston.
That's correct, and they are on the line, and I'll bring them up right now.
All righty.
Are you there, caller from Houston?
Yes, I am.
All right, so you had a reading on 10/03/2010, and now we're doing some follow-up work here. You got a new situation. I'm just going to read it, what you wrote. You wrote, I just found out that my only daughter is getting married today and did not invite me, followed by about 8 exclamation marks. Talk with her every day on the phone. Thought we had a good relationship. I'm really hurt by this. Why? What is her problem? That sounds horrible, huh? Tell me about it.
Well, you know, she's 22, and I just thought everything was great between us. And I live here, and she lives in another state, and I recently moved here. You know, that's what my first call to you guys was about, moving here. And but, you know, we've always had a good relationship, sort of like a sister. You know, when I needed to be a mom, I was mom, but we were both like sisters, you know. And we talked about everything, you know, and she got married this morning, and I wasn't mad. And I called her, and I talked to her about it, and it's just not her. It's not her at all. That's out of the norm for her.
I'm going to ask you a couple of questions, and, you know, I always ask, what is her sign of the zodiac?
Virgo.
Virgo. That's interesting. They're not usually that impulsive, are they? And now tell me about the person she married. What's his story?
Well, he doesn't have a job. He's in school. He's not one of my favorite people, but, you know, I'm the kind of person I accept him if she wants to accept him, but it would make me feel better if he was out of school and had a job already, you know? And I just feel like he's not a, you know, he's a con artist type person, you know?
Yes, yeah. May I ask, what is his sign of the zodiac?
I think his birthday is October. I don't know what the...
So he might be a Libra, it might be a Scorpio. We don't know. All right, we're not going to guess. All righty. I'm going to tell you some sad stuff here. I'm sorry to say this. This is not good. I believe that he has in some way tied and bound her. The first card I get, and it's called the Three of Swords. This is a heart with three swords stabbed through it. This is a sad card, and it shows the heart is under rainy skies, and it's cloudy and rainy. That stands for tears. So she really has hurt your heart, and it's not good at all, not good at all. Something has pushed her into this, and he has made her dependent on him emotionally. I hate to say it, but it just doesn't look like a good situation. I mean, when you get a marriage card and you're expecting, you know, happy, you know, like I had for that lady just now who was going to move back to California, happy card. Here we have a marriage, and instead we have a card of tragedy, a card of sorrow. And I can just only hope that they're going to build something with it, because this is not, it's not a good start. Let's just put it that way. It was a bad start to the thing. The next card, it's a card of work. It's called the Eight of Pentacles, and it shows a workman sitting at a bench, and he's making little coins. This says to me that for this relationship to work, he's going to have to get a job and go to work. We call this the card of steady work. But it also says you're going to have to mend fences too. You have to do a little bit of work yourself, you know, to just keep your nose down to the grindstone. Is kind of, you know what I mean? Just keep on going along, and don't be drama. No drama on her. This card says that there can be success, but it's not right away. And it does say to me that there is there's a road to hoe here. There's a way to go. And now I'm concerned, is this a marriage, you know, is this a good marriage? Is this a marriage that's going to turn out well? Is it going to prove out to be a good marriage? And, you know, it's kind of a mixed bag here. And I'm not, there's going to be some good and there's going to be some bad. And what's bad about it is the man, and what's good about it is your daughter. Well, she's learning to love, I guess is what I'm going to call it. This card is that same card I got earlier today, the Chariot, and this card is a card of faith and a card of moving forward. And so this says you're going to need to just have some faith. They're going to have to go. Everything isn't hooked up yet. Everything's not connected yet. But they are going to be just moving forward. And I am... I'd say pray a lot, because this is not a good start. It's just not a good start. And you know, if it were me, I'm a mother, you know. Mm-hmm. My heart breaks for you. That's just, I'm sorry, that is so wrong. It's so wrong. Mm-hmm. There's something.
And you know how I found out? My father called me and said, well, I have something to tell you. I want you to sit down. They just invited me to come meet them at the church on Sunday. And so I waited 2 days. I said, well, I talk to her every day. I mean, we laugh. The day she told my dad, we talked all day, about 3 times. And what hurt me more is that his side of the family, all of them, his dad, everybody, she told all of them, and she didn't even tell me nothing. Nobody said nothing. I have other family there besides my mom and dad, you know, aunts and everybody that love her. They spoiled her as a kid. She didn't even tell any of them, you know, her godparents or none of them. They could have been there, even though I'm out of state, you know, all of them could have been there to share that with her. She didn't tell anybody but my mom and dad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's something very wrong that went on here. And I don't think this is a marriage that's going to last a long time. If she works on it, it can work. But my feeling here is that there's the marriage began with sorrow, and she's got a long road ahead if she's going to make this thing work. And I don't think that this man is the right person for her. But you know, you're in the position now. You're just going to have to you know, show the good face and be brave about it. I'm going to make a recommendation to you. Because if it were me, I don't even know if I could do this. I'm telling you what I would know to be right, but I'm telling you, if my daughter did this, I'd be fit to be tied. I just, you know, like you said, so hurt. It's so hurt.
And I'm trying to look over the hurt, because I don't want to cut her off, because I feel like that's what he expects me to do, just get away and just so he can have her all to himself. I'm not going to do that, because I'm smart enough to know that that's what he's trying to do. I want to continue our relationship, you know, and I told her that, you know, I'm not upset with you, and I really am. But I told him that because I don't want nothing to come between me and her. I want us to feel that she's the only daughter I have. She's my first child, you know, and I'm not going to, I just can't give up on her like that. But at the same time, I want her to be happy, and I don't feel like he's the one to make her happy.
No, he's not. And, in fact, I went to pull a card on him, and the card I got on him is not a good card. It's a card that is it's a card called the Five of Swords. It shows a man who's laughing as he sends other people away, and he's got collecting swords. He's down by the water, and he's got a sneer on his face. And he causes other people to drop their swords and walk away, and he's laughing. So I don't get a good feeling off of him. I think he has done something to her. Is it possible that she might be expecting a baby? I mean, what would cause her to marry a man like
that? I think it's possible. I asked her. Of course she said no, but I really think she is.
Yeah, I think there's something like that. And I, like I said, something good is going to come out of this, but I don't think it's the marriage, if you know what I'm saying. I'm trying to be delicate about it. Here, I don't want to talk about your business in front of everybody in the world, but just keep a light hand on this. Keep a very light hand on it, honey, because this man does not mean her any good, and it's not a good relationship. If he cannot, have you ever met the man?
Yeah, I've been in his company a lot.
You know him. All right. Well, that's good.
Yes, I know. He's younger than she is. She's 22. He's only 19.
Yeah. I have a strong feeling that there may have been, you know, if she's pregnant, that may have been a reason for it. But this is going to be a marriage of ups and downs. I get the Two of Pentacles. They're going to have money difficulties. And
she works.
Don't,
she doesn't.
Yeah. There you go. But don't be in a position where you have to give the money. You know what I'm saying? Let them sort that one out for themselves. But there is going to be a money difficulty between them. And then the last card I get here is a card that says to me that you have a position here of authority. She may sometimes feel like, you know, can she please you? You know what I mean? She wants to please you, and it's difficult. It's the Queen of Wands. So you're a very intelligent person, you're a very active person, you're a person of strong convictions. Go easy on her, and I know you're trying. But I'll tell you, this is a rough one, and I really wish you all the best, because she ought to know better. You know, every woman ought to know better to not invite her mother to her own wedding. My Lord, that is just, it's such a slap in the face. It's so disrespectful. Mm-hmm. And it's sad. It's just very sad. But
well, the thing about it, we were saving money to give a big wedding, like the dream wedding that she's always wanted. It was scheduled for this past December. And a few months before that, we had saved up $3,000. The wedding cost $5,000 at the place. We had saved $3,000. She broke up with him before that. She came back to live with me, but she came back without the money, no money. The part that she saved up, none of it. He took it all, and she still married him.
There's a problem there. And this man is no good. There's absolutely, that's, you know, all of the work in this marriage is her work toward the marriage.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't, you can't, what are you going to do? How are you going to get her?
That's what I can't do. I can't do nothing to help her. She does do that. It's like...
Yeah.
You know, like you were saying earlier, in the earlier call about forcing things, that's what she's doing, and I know she does that. But that's why I don't do any work towards it, because, you know, I don't know, I feel like I'm stuck, because I can't do nothing to help her, because she keeps doing all this work for him to stay, you know, and...
Yeah.
Well,
if it were me, I guess what I would do is do a spell of clarity. Try to get her to look around and try to get her to see more deeply, and this is just a sad situation. She may feel a little scared, but like the whole thing about where did that money go, there's something there's something wrong. There's something very wrong there with him. I do believe that he may be a person who has a secret that we don't know about. You know, I'm not going to speculate. Let's just put this way. I don't want to put this out on the radio. You know what I'm saying?
I've speculated the same thing. Yeah.
Yeah, I think we know where we're going with this one, right? All right.
There's something, know exactly. Yeah.
And this is going to be trouble. It's going to be trouble. So as long as she knows, she can always come home. That's, you know what I mean? That's where your position right now is. And, and do a little, do some prayers for her. Light a white candle for her. And a white candle, you know, just as if you'd done the wedding and everything had been right, just light a white candle and say, you know, I know this began in haste, and it may have begun in error, but Lord, please rectify it if you can. You understand what I'm saying? It began in haste, and it may have begun in error, but just rectify it if you can. Please let them have as happy a life as they possibly can.
Yeah.
And that's I'm so sorry to hear this one. This is not a good situation. And just, you know, the white candle is always a beacon of hope. And always let her know. I have a feeling this man may go bad on her, really bad on her. You know, because there's something wrong with him. There's something wrong with him. And
mentally, right. Mentally, is that what you're saying, mentally? Uh-huh.
Yes.
There it is. You know, I didn't want to say it over the phone, but you're right on the head. Ms. Kat, you got it.
Definitely. Yeah.
At one point in his life, he was taking medicine.
Mm-hmm.
That's how bad it is. And I just, she does things to keep him there. But what I wanted to do was something to separate. But now since she's married him, you know, I just, you know, I'm new to a lot of this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But something needs to be done with it. Because I'm afraid for her life with a person like that.
I would be too. I think there's something off about this man. Now, she's doing work to keep him. Well, this is like what we were talking about before, you know. You know, what that says to me is women get so committed to these things. You know, they want love, and they
But she's so young, and she just thinks that's the only person who's ever going to love her at this point. You know, when you're that young, how our minds go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've been where she is. I've met people like that and just felt like, oh, God, if I don't have him, I'm going to die. But, you know, I'm just trying to tell her from experience, you know, but of course, you know, listen.
Yeah, well, they don't want to hear it. They don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
Thing to do, like I always say, just always tell, you know, say, how are things today? And if she starts talking about how bad it is, just listen. Sometimes they just want to vent and they don't want problem solving. But I would be worried, and I would, like I say, just pray to God. You know, the other thing, and I'm sure you've heard me mention this, spell with the picture frame, with a photo of her. You know what I'm talking about? Have you heard me mention? I would make one of those on her. You know, something, again, light the candle and put behind it, put your little prayer to God, your letter to God. You know, saying, you know, this is the child I bore. This is, the daughter of my womb. You know, let her have a happy life, you know. Because, you know, she'll come around. She'll come around. I know you said you have some fear. If it gets real bad, that's why you have to keep the door open. If it gets real bad, she'll come home to mama, you know.
In fact, I still have a room for her. I mean, still dressed, the bed's there, her clothes are there, so.
Yeah.
I always keep her room.
Yeah. All right, sweetheart. Well, I wish I could have had I wish there was some way to have stopped it, but she's got a mind of her own, and I think he has a hold on her. He has a hold on her, and
Is there anything I could do to break what he did? Like, he's got a tied and bound. Is there something I could do
Well, you know, this is one of these delicate situations, and I'll tell you the truth.
Okay.
Because, you know, if you go up, if you fight against her, you're also fighting against her. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, yeah, that's right.
You don't want to, what you want to do is, You know what I think of it is like I call the breadcrumb trail. You know, the little Hansel and Gretel go out into the woods and they get they meet the evil witch. You know the story I'm talking about? And they meet the evil witch and it's all scary. Well, how do they get back home again? Because as they walked out into the woods, they left the little trail of breadcrumbs. And that's kind of what I'm thinking. You need to leave a trail for her to come back home. In other words, show her all the good things. If it's not home to you, you know, actually in your house, but put up protection for her, show her love. But I would not go to do a breakup spell on them yet. Wait and see how things, you know, how it turns out. But do put up some protection, like I mentioned, that picture spell frame, you know, really, really keep her safe. Keep her safe, and she'll let you know. You know, Contraman Ali had a good idea. He said, Contraman Ali posted in the chat room, perhaps graveyard dirt from an ancestor, the spirit to protect and guide her. That is really good idea. That's a very good idea. Thank you, Conjurman Ali. That's great. She needs to be tied to the family. See, more than broke up from him, she needs to be tied to the family. So if you do have graveyard dirt from some ancestor, maybe especially a female ancestor.
I'm going to have to go to that state to get it, but that's not a problem.
Yeah, but then to call and say, please, to that whoever that is, you know, to guard and guide her, right? She wants support and she wants help and she doesn't know yet what she's done, but she's gonna need help as time goes on, you know?
Mm-hmm.
All right, hon. Well, good luck to you.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
All right.
Good night.
Good night.
All right, thank you.
All right, well we're coming up on the top of the hour and I'm just going to mention one more thing. Turnsteel posted in the chat room something very nice. He said, I would work bloodroot into the work to strengthen the blood ties. That's a good one, too. Thank you, Turnsteel. That's a very good idea. Bloodroot is used to strengthen family ties. And maybe a little packet spell on her with her hair or something like that. As well, and that bloodroot in the little packet is a good idea. Put it behind the picture frame, and then light your white candle. Okay.
Something to increase her insight and level of awareness of the situation as it stands might be also assist her.
Without
intruding.
Yeah. Well, you know, you can't live a daughter's life for her. You gotta let her live her own life. I can testify to that. And I know you know, it's like every mother knows, that's just what it is. So, all right. Well, we're at the top of the hour, and this is the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour. And I'm sure if I was Dr. K, I would say in my beautiful voice, brought to you by drkeone.com, but I can't say it in that voice. So, drkeone.com, myhoodoospace.ning.com, which is a thriving community of hoodoo practitioners you can join, and it's free. And also brought to you by Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California at luckymojo.com. And we also have a forum, forum.luckymojo.com, where you can come and ask about the spiritual supplies that we make and learn how to be a better and more effective root worker. And next caller that we have is Ms. Makeda, and that's area code 973 from New Jersey. Is that person in the queue?
Yes, I see them here, and I'll put them on the air. Is this Ms. Makeda?
Yes, it's Ms. Makeda, actually.
Makeda. Okay, well, sorry about that. So, Ms. Makeda, I'm going to read what you wrote here. Never had a reading with either me or Dr. Keone. Here's the situation. My mother has problems, an in-law has caused problems with her and other members of the family. I also have issues of jealous relatives affecting love life and other aspects of life. Certain aspects have gotten better. Overall, it seems to be an issue with my family, that there are issues of outsiders and family members messing with my family. Is there a generational hoodoo voodoo affecting my family? Thanks in advance. All right, hon. So, Miss Makeda, now you called from New Jersey. What is your sign of the zodiac?
I'm a Cancer.
A Cancer. Well, no wonder family is so important to you. Cancer, as you may know, is the sometimes called the family sign, and people who love the home. Now, these ones who are affecting the family, are these? You say that they're in-laws? Is that the situation?
Well, it's this. One person married into the family a long time ago, and anyone who seems to have some kind of authority, he's been jealous, particularly my mother and my father, and that aspect of the family, and he never liked my mother. Actually, when I was a baby, first born, he came up to the house and cursed my mother up in a drunken rage.
Oh, my.
Actually.
Oh, so. My. And
it's her sister's husband.
Wow. Wow. All righty. And how long ago was that?
That was a very long time ago. However, what happened, say, 15 years ago was that my father died, and
mm-hmm.
he was responsible for my father's death.
Literally.
How do I know this? It's literally because he, there are aspects of voodoo in my where my parents come from,
mm-hmm.
and so he admitted after my aunt's funeral that he was responsible for those two deaths by using.
Finish telling me.
Powder on my father's car seat, and my father sat in it and got sick shortly afterwards and died 2 years later,
mm-hmm.
unexpected from. My father, who had never been sick before, suddenly developed
mm-hmm.
cancer
mm-hmm.
and then died.
So this man is still part of your family? I mean, nobody, you all still have to see him? Is it, or is he gone now?
We're not. He's still part of the family, but he's kind of like separated from my aunt.
Mm-hmm.
But he's still part of. He's still kind of like part of, we know that he's doing work.
All right. All right, so the first question now I'm going to ask, now I'm just a reader, and I could take your word for it and say he's doing work, but you asked me the question, is he doing work? Okay, so I'm going to answer that
mm-hmm.
question as best I see it by my own light. So I shuffle the cards, and what I get here is a very interesting card. Not what I had expected. It's called the Emperor. It's a very powerful man who has a background of competence and wants to rule and control. Now, normally that's a pretty good
card. Like
yeah, it can be a good card, but it's also a person who really wants to have what they want. Okay, in other words, they're a very powerful person. So this guy is a powerful man. Okay, now the next card I get is another one of these not such a good card. And I have to say, this is a card called the Ten of Swords. And it shows a person lying dead on the ground in a pool of blood with 10 swords stabbed in their back. So if he did the work, he had help or he knew someone.
He had help. It's not
okay, because when I get this card, this is not just one person doing the work. I call this the card of hired a root worker or had some helpers.
Mm-hmm.
And his he did it. You know, he definitely did it. Now, the next card, the third card, and I guess I have to wonder why you all are still around this man, because the next card shows
well,
him. Go ahead.
We're technically not around him. We've, like, distanced ourselves from that particular aunt. She's basically, she doesn't really know what's going on. Almost like
mm-hmm.
he's blindfolded her.
Yeah.
And
well, yeah. This is the reason I said the next card is a card that shows to me that his effect on the family is still ongoing. Okay. It's the card of conflict, and it's called the Five of Wands. It shows people fighting each other. So he's caused more than just a death in the family. He's also caused the family to break apart. And
yes,
So the answer to your question is yes, but this man is a very strong person. He has determination. He has hired a root worker to help him. He has caused conflict in the family. Now, my concern when I see a thing like this, you asked, is it generational? Okay, so we know he had a vendetta against your father. Now the question I'm going to ask on your behalf is he carrying this through into your generation? In other words, is he continuing to do so? And a card comes up. It is a card called the Ten of Wands, and this is a man carrying a heavy burden, and he's worn out. I think he has put himself into a situation where he himself is beginning to suffer from the bad works he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
He is not himself doing all that well. In other words, the work that he did and his jealousy and his desire to bring other people down has actually kind of affected him in such a way that he himself is becoming tired of that kind of a life. He's not a happy man. How old is this fellow?
How old is he?
He must be in his 60s now.
Yeah.
I
believe
the other thing I should tell you is that my parents never did anything to him. They were just, my father was the kind of person, if you were broke, he'd help you out. He was just the head of the family naturally. And
yeah. Well, this man has a very bad, there's a bad thing about him, but the reason I asked how old he was, because the next card I get is the card of death. And that says to me that he himself is marked for death. You
mm-hmm.
see what I'm saying? He himself is not, he's not going to live out a natural lifespan.
Okay.
You may hasten it, but I mean, he's on his own track here. He's not doing too well, and I know
that he's caused separation. Sorry, he's caused separations between his own children
mm-hmm.
because he's focused on what he's focused on.
Yeah, no, he's caused conflict everywhere. He's caused people to fight, and he's going to end up. Suffering from what he's caused to happen to others. He's going to end up having kind of reaping the whirlwind, as it were. There's going to be nobody to mourn for him because he's caused himself a lot of problems. The third card for him is it's a card that is one of unhappiness, but it's mental unhappiness. It's called the Moon. And it shows a dog and a wolf howling at the moon, and they don't get anything good out of it. There's also a little crawfish down on the at the foreground in the water. That's unable to really affect or change anything. But this says to me that this man is going to get he's mentally... out there, but he's caused a lot of problems. Yes, in fact, he has caused problems. Now, I'd like to go beyond, has he caused problems? Because that was your original question. Has he
happened?
But the next question you did not ask, the next question mm-hmm. you did not ask is, so how do we protect ourselves from this, and how do we get rid of this thing?
We have tried to protect her. Well, my mother has, but none of it, she's always getting hit. Like, it's a
mm-hmm.
wave.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get some relief and then back at it again. And
yeah, well, this man is evil.
I thought that he would be happy with the, not that made us happy, but the death of my father. But he completely, it's like he wants to eliminate my family.
Well, he's what I call an agent of chaos and an agent of doom. He's just no good. I would like to see you get some protection. Now, you've done things to protect yourself, such as bathing, perhaps. Have you ever done, and I'm just going to ask a series of these, because you probably have heard of some of them. Have you ever done a mirror box spell to try to tie him back up in a mirror box?
No, I haven't done. Usually my mother worked with someone, and it's almost like these people would help for a while, and then they're almost like they're themselves tied up too.
Mm-hmm. I understand. Well, you need to put an end to this thing, and get some true protection. Mm-hmm. Often the best protection is to send someone's evil back to them, rather than to fight them. Let them trip themselves up. I would recommend to you, if you heard me earlier talking about this workshop we're going to be doing this May on how to make a mirror box, there are root workers who can make a mirror box for you. It is not something I would recommend that you make for yourself. It's a little bit on the complicated side.
No, I wasn't
going to
try that.
Yeah, but you can hire somebody, and there are many, many of us conjure doctors who know how to make a mirror box. Just for instance, Conjureman Ali, who's in the chat room right now, knows how to make mirror boxes, and he's at AIR, the Association of Independent Readers and Root Workers. He says hi. He's waving at us. You can go to his page, and you can see a mirror box that he did, and you can also see at the AIR side a mirror box that I made on somebody. This person needs to be tied and bound. You're going to need something personal of them. It's going to need to be something of their body.
Will a picture work?
No,
because,
you're going to need more than a picture.
Never gotten that close. We basically stay away from his house, stay away from that relative, my aunt and her family. So it's kind of, it's difficult.
Well, you can start with a picture, but you're not going to have as much, literally not as much of a link to him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you want to do it once and for all, you really just sometimes have to just go for it, you know. Get something that he wore or a piece of his hair. It can be quite an ordeal to get it, but you're going to have to get that. You need something of him. Now, but if you just start with his picture, okay, you're going to make a doll, or let's just say that you're going to hire someone who will make a good doll on him.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're going to put into it something of his person. It may be a signature, something. You have to have a link. It's called the magical link. And then you're going to, that doll will be put into a box of mirrors, lined with mirrors. And and then you will, with it, there will be spiny, you know, what, pins and needles and maybe cactus spines, and there may be blackberry leaves and red pepper and sulfur and gopher dust and you name it. And it's all going to go in that mirror box with a spell, and a very heavily invoked spell that will say, all the evil that you do will come back to you only. And he'll be in a world of mirrors, and it'll all come back to him. Now, the other things you need to do also is to do protection for yourself until you get that mirror box made. You need to bathe yourself and cleanse yourself. If you're under continuous attack, a repeated attack, you want to be, bathing, 13-herb bath, or using Chinese wash around the house. You want to be doing those kinds of things, fiery wall of protection and things like that that will protect yourself. But as you noticed already, it wears off after a while. You can do it, and it wears off. Why? Because he's continually working. He's steady working. So start with protection.
I know that she was working on protection, and I don't know. And she thought that was enough.
No, it's not going to be enough because he's going to come back and back and back. So what? But you want to get some good protection. I'd say fiery wall of protection is very, very strong protection. Start with Chinese wash to wash the house. Maybe an uncrossing bath, a 13-herb bath, and then dress the place with fiery wall of protection. However, having done that, you will not have peace in your life until that man is put in a mirror box, and that mirror box is going to need to be buried. And where it's going to be buried, whether it's a graveyard or whether it's at a place where the tides come and go between the high tide and the low tide, that's going to be up for your root worker to do for you, because you're not strong enough, nor is your nor is your mother strong enough to totally bind, confine this man in a box. He's too strong for you, and he's had help. So there are many ways that these things can be done. People can put someone between two mirrors and put the two mirrors in a lemon and bury the lemon in an anthill. I mean, there's so many ways it can be done, but you need a helper who can do that because I don't think that you or her alone have the strength. This man has caused too much trouble. Now, your father, who was the victim, was he buried in a grave?
It wasn't just my father. It was also my aunt as well.
Okay. All right. And she died also?
All right. Yes, she did.
All righty. Now,
was my father buried in a grave?
Yes. Okay, good.
I should explain also, after the day of his burial, we don't know how it happened, but the coffin was opened, and apparently he did something afterwards.
Oh, in other words, he put something
in the chaos.
In the coffin?
We are not sure if he put something into the coffin, but he performed someone he had there performed a ceremony there.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
He's
the work.
Yes. That ritual that was done is sometimes calling planting the dead, and sometimes calling nailing them down. Planting the dead is an old ritual to keep a spirit from wandering, especially a victim of murder or a victim of a spiritual spell of murder. And it also is sometimes used if someone died badly, a suicide. It can also be used if someone is haunting you and you go to their grave and you do what you call planting the dead. And so it can stop that person from getting revenge. In other words, if a person was murdered, let's just say, and the murderer fears that the spirit of the dead will come back and haunt him, he plants the dead.
Mm-hmm.
He nails him down. So you need some help, and you need professional root work help. There is no once we hear these types of things, and I'll tell you, there are ways to plant the dead that are that are serious. And so if that was done, the reason I asked was I was thinking, well, we get some graveyard dirt from your father, maybe he can help, and maybe he can. There's also the aunt, but I have a feeling that that it is. Seriously, you need a professional root worker at this point. You have a situation that is of an unusually severe sort. Okay,
If I tell you where my family comes from, you'll understand also.
Yeah, where do they come from?
Haiti.
They're from Haiti. Yeah. Well, I figured as much at that point.
Yes.
No, this is serious, old school. Very, very bad work, and you know exactly the kind of work it is, and so do I. I would recommend that you get someone to work with you who is – now, I want you to go to someone reliable. I don't want you to be throwing money at somebody who promises help but doesn't know how to do it. Look what the kind of work they do.
That's why I came to you.
Well, thank you for entrusting me with that. As I said, I know Dr. K knows this kind of work. Dr. Keone can do this kind of work and is serious about it. Conjurman Ali can do this kind of work and is serious about it. And also Miss Robin York can do this kind of work and is serious. And there are others. I mean, there are plenty of people in there who can do this sort of work. I also think Dr. E probably can. But I know I'm just naming a few. I don't mean to slight anyone, but it takes a certain kind of person to do this kind of work, and you need something serious. Dr. E, Conjurman Ali, Dr. K, or Robin York, all of them have had these kinds of dealings with and will be glad to do the work for you. All right? So check them out, and it's a job. It's a job of work. They are going to require a little bit of pay, so just be careful about that, but don't be afraid to get and ask them what they can do, because you need help. You really need help. And in the meantime, use fiery wall of protection. And in the meantime, I want you to put some mirrors up around your house, too. Okay, mirrors that face outward, because this man is coming at you from all angles, okay? All right.
No, the other question I had was,
this is in relation to my father's family. because I recently had a situation. I did get some help on it, but I would like to know how the work is going on that end. Because,
well,
for some reason,
in other words, you want me to do a check reading?
Yes.
You want me to do a check reading on somebody else's
yes.
work? All right. Well, we have just
yes.
a couple of minutes left, so let's just try to do that real quickly. What kind of work was done?
It was because I was having a personal issue with a relative who
mm-hmm.
I know used something to get someone else to end a relationship of mine,
mm-hmm.
and I the thing is I've seen her in dreams and she's pretty nasty, so
mm-hmm.
I had someone do a mirror box to.
Oh, you had someone else do a mirror box on somebody else now.
Yes.
Oh, you've got a family. You've got a problem with your family. Huh? All right.
Yes.
So you want to know if this mirror box was effective and if it's really, really
yes.
helping. Is that's the question. All
yes.
right. All right. I'm going to do a 3-card cut on that, and we're just going to look at it. All right. First card I get is a card called the Ace of Pentacles.
Mm-hmm.
That card shows a garden, and there are little lilies growing in it. There's a hedge of red
mm-hmm.
roses all around. There's a cloud in the sky, and out of the cloud comes a hand, and the hand is holding a big gold coin. This is a card of money, generally speaking, but it's also a card of
mm-hmm.
protection. The lilies are protected inside the hedge. Did you pay money for this work?
Yes.
All right, that's
yes.
good. Cause, well, it shows that you paid something. It's a coin card, okay? The next card shows the hanged man. Well, that shows someone tied and bound. So that would indicate to me that the person was tied up and bound and is unable
mm-hmm.
to move. So that's a good.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. So
mm-hmm.
that says to me that it's good. The third card is a card called the Nine of Cups. It's a card that shows a person in front of a banquet table with cups. And we call it the card
mm-hmm.
of satisfaction. So, yes, I would say that you paid money for protection, you got that person tied and bound, and you should be satisfied. The man in front of the cups is sitting there with this kind of smug look on his face, very happy. He did his job. Okay?
Okay.
So the person who did that, they were trustworthy, and they did what they said they would do. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
No, I do have one of those, well, it's two different sides of two different families, and...
Yeah.
I
hear where you're coming from, and I tell you something. Some of these people will, you know, they just as soon shoot you as look at you, and you need to carry protection. I would also recommend one other thing to you before I let you go, and that is I would like to know that you
mm-hmm.
have yourself wear some protection, not just for protecting, but what they call
mm-hmm.
warning signs. I want you to wear some
mm-hmm.
silver jewelry that has been prayed
mm-hmm.
over and blessed. If that jewelry, I'm sure you've heard this.
Mm-hmm. I did get a talisman from the work, so, yeah.
Okay. If you wear some silver jewelry, and if that jewelry ever turns
mm-hmm.
black, you know you've been attacked. If you have it on a silver chain and the chain breaks, you know you've been attacked.
Uh-huh.
So you can wear it.
I wear a lot of silver jewelry.
Good.
I've always been attracted to silver. And as you're speaking,
good.
I do have a necklace that broke, and
yeah.
I was wearing it.
Yeah. When the necklace breaks, I want you to take the chain. Don't try to fix it.
Mm-hmm.
Take the chain to a crossroads, drop it in the crossroads, and say, let all the evil go into the world. Go buy a new chain. Keep the pendant,
okay.
rededicate it, clean it with some Hoyt cologne, and you're ready to
mm-hmm.
go again. But that is always a good
oh.
sign. You've been warned that, you know, you've been warned that there's things happening at you. Okay?
Thank you, because I didn't
alrighty.
Know that.
Yeah.
Thank
and
you.
If you need
mm-hmm.
any kind of a protection talisman, a lot of people will sell things that are for protection. You can also take any kind
mm-hmm.
of jewelry and have it enchanted.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to your root worker and have them enchanted and do
mm-hmm.
the work for you. And you know, I
mm-hmm.
do that kind of stuff all the time for my clients, okay? All right, hon.
Thank you, Kat.
All righty. Well, we're getting to the end of the show.
Mm-hmm.
I feel half naked here without Dr. Keone. I just don't know what to do without him. he's like my other half here. I don't think I've ever have done the show without him before. So In any case, one of the thing about that silver jewelry, and I was thinking about to tell her too, if you make a silver jewelry charm, you can make it in a locket. I make them myself for clients, not trying to advertise my own services here, but I do them for people. And what you want to do is you're going to put in something personal of yourself and some things and put them in a silver locket. And people will not know that you're wearing protection jewelry. It doesn't look like, you know what I mean? It doesn't look like you're wearing a mojo bag or something that they can see or feel, or you don't have to hide it from them because the silver itself keeps it protected and it protects you. And I wear silver jewelry myself all the time. It's very, very healing and very protective to wear that stuff. But always be sure that you dress it in some, you know, good oil or perfume, okay? So how about it, Nagashiva? Are we...
About 4 or 5 minutes left in our show.
All righty. Well, I don't think we have time for another caller unless they're very brief. Let me see what we can do. I think we have one more person here. It says Rainy 88. Rats, I posted too late, just in case. All right. Well, is Rainy 88 is from area code 201 in New Jersey.
They do appear to be on the line. Just one moment.
All right. I'm going to give them a
is
couple of minutes.
Is this Rainy 68?
Yes. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. We just got a couple of minutes. I'm going to just kind of try to squeeze you in. It says here, I haven't been able to sleep well. I wake up late. I have lots to do. I feel like I never organize my time or my thoughts. I'm self-employed, work from home, like to get business to be consistent. I'm an artist, paint portraits of animals. How lovely. I'm self-taught and have not always very confident in what I do. Am I on the right path with my business? Have I been crossed by someone not to succeed? All right. Well, I'm going to do a very quick card pull for you. First of all, I love the idea of someone who paints animal portraits. That's a wonderful thing. Do you have a website?
I don't currently. I sell the
you sell what?
I sell the portraits by commission through word of mouth mostly.
Okay. So are you willing to trade a beautiful website for an animal portrait?
Sure.
All right. So now you've all heard it here first. Anybody who has wants an animal portrait and knows how to build a website, there's your gal. You need a website, honey. The first card I get is the Three of Wands. This shows a person who has worked long and hard. It's sunset, and their ships come in. But it says it's just going to take you a while to build up this business, but it will succeed. The next card I get on you is the card of the Moon. This is a card of mental changes as the changes of the moon. I want you to learn to work with the moon and work to make yourself, when the moon is growing, when the moon is waxing, I want you to work hard to increase your business. And when the moon is waning, take it easy. You have a changeable nature. Your nature changes as the moon. And the third card I get for you is the card of the wise woman, the High Priestess. You need to have more confidence in yourself because you actually are a very good and intelligent person. I think that what you're experiencing is not sleeping well. I'm looking at this and I'm thinking it has something to do with hormones or the moon changes like that. The High Priestess also has a moon crown on and there's a moon at her foot. So there's something about the moon. That's about the best I can do because I only have about 1 minute left in the show.
Sure.
Okay.
Thank you.
But I think you need a website and you're going to trade somebody a painting of their pet for your website.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. All righty. Good luck to you.
Happy
New
Year
to you, too. All right. You've come to the end of the hour.
That's right. We made it.
We made it. And next week we'll be back with Dr. Keone. And everything will be back to normal, I sure hope. All right.
Yes, when you hear the familiar music of the jug band waltz.
There we go.
Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour is brought to you by Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California at luckymojo.com and by drkeone.com in Cocoa, Florida. also at drkeone.com and congoroots.com. You can hear this show every week, at least for the next 13 weeks, inclusive of this one, at this time, at 3 p.m. Pacific Time and 6 p.m. Eastern Time on this Blog Talk Radio channel. And you can access our archived shows at this same web location. We look forward to hearing from you in our future shows, and thank you for being here.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Good night.